Welcome to another ComputerWeekly.com podcast on compliance and storage. My name's Anthony Adsed, storage editor for ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And today's subject is UK SME compliance best practice. And with that in mind, my first question for you today, Mathieu, is what compliance issues should UK SMEs be thinking about right now?
Thank you, Anthony. Well, right now, data protection is obviously key on the agenda. UK SMEs, as they're starting to reopen and everybody is going back to work, have to adapt to what people call the new norm. And the new norm is that businesses have changed, and a lot of businesses are now much more distributed than they were. And that is also the case for SMEs. What that means in practice is that the ecosystem within which the most of the UK SMEs are actually operating has changed. A lot of people are going to want to continue working from home. A lot of people are going to want to access data from home as well. And those that are actually returning to work are going to need to adapt to new ways of working within the office. And that has actually an impact on compliance and data storage, not just from a technical perspective, but also physical data storage. So I think that the remapping of the ecosystem for UK SMEs is important.
Thanks, Mathieu. So how should UK SMEs prepare and plan for compliance in this new normal? And are there any impacts on data storage?
Yeah, so I think that one of the things that you need to do, and I always say that people need to map their ecosystem, you know, so what they store in the cloud, what they store on-premise, how they acquire data, whether it's structured data or unstructured data, their own data, employee data, client data, what they do with that data, and not just from a storage perspective, but also from how do they transmit the data and process the data. Right now, there are concerns from end users and from clients, I guess, who basically worry about their data is being used. And others have concerns about how they use other people's data. In the UK, the Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, has published some very good guidance on how to deal with data protection and coronavirus, for instance. And that actually covers acquiring data and storing data and the topic of data subject requests. But at a normal level, so to speak, on an ongoing day-to-day basis, I think UK SMEs need to re-examine how they assign roles with regards to data. For instance, they may need to re-look at the data classification that they have and who can access what data under what conditions. So, for instance, some of the privileges on systems will need to be looked at, especially with regards to an extended ecosystem where people work from home. And then, as I said earlier on, I think that physical data is also something that's often forgotten. A lot of organizations will find that they don't necessarily pay enough attention to physical data, data that's being printed. And what do you do with that data once you have it? How do you store it? How do you dispose of it? So the advice would be to remap your ecosystem, re-examine your data classification, and then the roles that are linked to that, so that you can ensure that you store the data in accordance to the Data Protection Act and GDPR, for instance.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's all the questions we have for today. So be sure to check out ComputerWeekly.com/storage for more storage and backup content.